Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. This should go without saying, but obviously that's not the case because I have to say it. I have to say something. I truly do. And maybe this is well known, but I'm going to lean to that it's not well known because it happens, and it happens a lot. If you're riding around with your blinker on, either going to the left or going to the right, and you're just keeping it straight, you are no better than people who don't use their turn signal at all. What's the difference? Serious question. What's the difference? Because someone that's not using their turn signal and not letting you know their intentions or letting you know their motive, hey, I'm going to go left. No. I want to go right. How are you supposed to know? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Your mind reading game have to be on point. Your mind reading game have to be high quality. It have to be top notch. Definitely have to be. And so if you're riding around with your blinker or your turn signal going left or your turn signal going right, droit or a gauche. Yeah, that. It's the same thing. Because I assume I expect you to turn left. I expect you to turn right. But neither is happening. Neither is happening. You're just going a different direction. You're going straight. At some point, I guess it's somewhat better. Because at some point, you're just going to realize, you're just going to say to yourself, you're going to be like, ah, yeah, they're not going to turn. It's just going to keep straight, and it's just going to keep blinking. Do you not hear that noise? Do you not hear that doop, 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 doop? Or however your turn signal sounds when it's on. You don't see that flashing light in your dashboard. You don't see that? You don't hear that? Okay, that's fine. If you don't see it, you don't hear it. You have bigger problems than actually caring about helping others. Know your intentions. If that's the case, so be it. Anyway, music is extremely personal. I think it's extremely personal. It's definitely personal. And I don't know about you, but there are some songs and there some music that I listen to at these moments that I can't listen to at other moments. Yeah, it's, if I'm ready to go out and about, you know, it's the weekend or it's a weekday and I'm out, time to get my groove on, time to, hey, I'm not going to say get turned up, but it's definitely time to live the life. If that's the case, I'm not getting motivated to something extremely slow. And I'm definitely not getting motivated to something that's extremely angry. Why do I want to be angry? I don't want to be angry. I want to have fun. I want to live it up. I want to party. Definitely, I want to party. And that's just one example. There's many, 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 many more. Like if I just, well, no, not that one. Should I? That? No, come on. We can't do that. Maybe later, later. Yeah, later. Sure. Music is personal. And that's why you really can't fault anyone. You really can't tell someone who they should and shouldn't like. It's personal. It's personal. And you know, like, you try to tell people, hey, don't take it personal. That that's definitely taking it personal. You don't know what connection that person have to that song, that artist. Did it help them get through a tough time? Did it help them stay up late? Did it help them? Or does it bring them happiness? Does it change their mood in any way? So if that's going on, how can you just sit there and just tell that person? Or you can tell that person, but how do you expect them to just all of a sudden, you know, this song got me through college. This song got me through high school. This song got me through uni. I don't know what I would have done without this song or these songs. And you come around, you know, that's trash. Oh, no, you're right. It's trash. I'm giving it away. I don't like it anymore because you said it was trash. That's not going to happen. You can, I guess, attempt to do it if you're into the trolling business, or you're just into the business of trying to make people feel sad, unhappy. If that's the case, then I'm gonna have to judge you. Judge zone. You're a bad person. Why? Why do you need to do that? You need to make yourself feel better? Okay, fine. Still a bad person. And I'm not gonna play a song. Say I just meet this girl, me and this girl going out. I'm not gonna say this happened before because it did not happen before. Believe me. I'm not gonna play a song about, hey, let's make babies. I don't know you like that. You don't know me like that. So I'm gonna send off this vibe of let's make babies and let's do it now. Yeah, that's definitely a way to, what's the word for it? What are young people calling it? I can't say that. All right. Yeah, I can't say that. Just, that's not a good idea. You should not do that. And if you do that and that person, whether it's a girl or guy, like that, and yeah, maybe that's not the right way to go. Run. Re-advice. But that's not why you're here. And I can't argue with someone telling me this is my favorite artist. This is my favorite singer. Just with me trying to argue and me trying to debate, if you want to call it a debate, what your favorite song is, because it's your favorite. It's personal to you. Hey, unless you like to argue, fine. Do what it do. Or do you notice that every time that you come around, there people are always walking away in different directions, you know, trying not to make eye contact with you, you know, kind of just getting real small. And when they see you, they just zoop, try to get by you as fast as possible. Maybe just a hi or hello and doo, gone. Hi, hello, gone. Or just choo, maybe you didn't see me. Maybe she didn't see me. Gotta go. And you try to hold a conversation with them, but they come up with some reason, some weird reason that doesn't make any sense. And, you know, gotta go. Okay. Then again, it could just be the person that's outright and just tell you, hey, I ain't got time for this. Not today. And then they just like put their finger somewhat in your face and pokes you on the head. Not today. That's you. That's probably you if you are the person that love to or like to debate people, favorite music, songs, artists, etc., etc. That's you. You're that person. Must be nice. Yeah. Come on. Nope. Yeah, that's right there. Yeah. Good. Play that. Must be nice. And I'm not gonna play some slow rhythm and blues, R&B, some radio poppy song. I'm not going to play that if I'm exercising or if I'm training or I'm working out, because what I'm trying to do at that point, I'm trying to focus on the task at hand. The task at hand is trying to destroy these muscle fibers, or trying to beat a record, or trying to beat something that I did last time, trying to improve, trying to get better. Focus, focus. At the same time, I'm trying to push through limits. So, of course, I am mad. I am angry. I need some motivation. I need some angry motivation. I need some angry music. Give me the anger. Give me the madness. Give me the pain. Give me the struggle. Give me. And I want it now. Give it to me. So definitely, I don't want to hear I'm in love. Well, I don't want to hear bubble gum pop. If, you know, I'm trying to train, or I'm training fitness, workout, running, especially if I'm running. If I'm running, running has to be the worst thing ever. Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. You sit back down. Go ahead, continue to listen. I got this. Just chill. I got this. Running is one of the worst things ever, if not the worst thing ever. I don't like running, but I know the benefits of running. And it's going to get to that point where I'm just going to give up on running and I'm just going to swim. I'm going to swim all the time. I'm going to find me a pool that I can just utilize every day and just use it as an alternative to running, because the running, the cardio, and the whole muscle. Oh, yeah. That's the only reason to run. Cardio, heart. Because just running to run. Hey, if I'm in a situation where I have to run, my fight or flight, when that kicks in, I know I'm the fastest person on the planet. I don't need to train. I don't need to run every day. Woo, look at me. I'm running. Woo, look at me. I'm fast. Oops. Nah, if it comes to it and some things pop off, some stuff pop off, and I need to go and I need to just get out of this situation ASAP, as soon as possible. Fight, flight, kick in. I'm deuces. I'm outie. Gone. Whoosh. Fastest person on the planet. Whoosh. Gone. Flash. Nah. Fastest person on the planet. That is me. At that point, fight or flight, that's the only reason to run. Especially and running long distance. Long distance, yeah. That's another thing. And so doing this running is bad, terrible thing for the air quotes cardio. I need something to mirror what I'm feeling. I need something to mirror what I'm going through. I need something to mirror my anger, my frustration, everything that's going on with me at that time. I need some madness. I need some anger. Give me something hardcore. Give me something that's just mad. Okay. Yeah. Give me that. Cause if it's popping off on a song, I'm popping off running. Yelling on the song, I'm yelling, not actually yelling, but I'm yelling running. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm mad and angry. I need something aggressive. I don't need anything about let's chill, let's hold hands, let's be friends, let's do something nice, let's do something good. I ain't trying to do nothing good right now. I'm running. I'm trying to get this run over with as soon as possible. I'm trying to break some limits. I'm destroying perfectly fine muscle fibers, muscle cells. I'm destroying them. They wasn't bothering anybody. What did they do to deserve what I'm putting them through? I gotta pay them some tribute. I gotta show that I care. I gotta show what it is. I gotta show, hey, pour out a little liquor. I'm pouring out a little liquor, but I'm not pouring out actual liquor. Say that 20 times fast and then think about it. And at the same time, though, I can't be listening to that same kind of music, that same driving anger force if I'm driving in my car. That's no good for no one. That is no good for no one. If I'm listening to that and I'm driving, and if you don't use your turn signal, you know what? It's bumper cars, baby. Boom! Yeah, I did that. Now what? Do something. I wish you would. I'm ready. I'm go mode. Go. Oh, that's a reason to go. You didn't use your blinker? You didn't use your turn signal? That's reason to go. Bumper car. Boom! Do something. You got your blink on? You got your turn signal on? Hey, do something. Bumper car. Boom! I hit you a few times. Hey, turn it off. Good. All right. You in a fast lane doing about 2 miles per hour under the speed limit, or you're 2 under the speed limit and you're in a fast lane. Yeah, I'm pulling up on the other side of you, and we going side by side. I'm letting my window down and I'm letting you know how I feel. I'm letting you know how I feel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you better get over too. Because if you don't, that's not good. That's not pretty. And see, I can't be listening to music that's aggressive like that. Music that's angry if I'm driving, because then I'm angry. I'm screaming. I'm yelling. I'm mad. I'm alert. I'm on go mode, ready to go. Some people might call that, what do they call that? The other thing. Some people might think it's reckless driving, but that's not reckless driving. The music made me do it. The music made me do it. It wasn't my fault. I had the song on, and the song just got me in that emotional state. And I was in an emotional state, and then I just don't know what happened from there. Guy cut in front of me, and I just blacked out. I don't know what happened. That's not reckless driving. That's not road rage. If anything, that's just me emulating, me channeling, me feeling what the music want me to feel. And I'm just releasing it. I'm releasing it. You cut me off. Let's go. Let's go. So yeah, I definitely can't listen to let's go music while I'm driving. And I definitely can't listen to let's go music if I'm at a meeting, at a sporting event, or if I'm just trying to get some information about sports and whatnot. Because if that's the case, hey, you're not giving me what I want to hear. You're not telling me anything that I don't know already. You're not telling me anything that's going to move the needle forward. Come on. Seriously? Oh, you expect me to believe that? Oh, it's time to go. You don't respect me. What? I supposed to believe this? You don't respect me. It's time to go. Definitely can't. It works different ways. Yeah, it works different ways. Can't be listening to that. And just like I'm trying to go to sleep, I can't be listening to it if I'm trying to go to sleep, because I'm trying to go to sleep, I ain't going to sleep off that. But if I'm in the mood, ready to just chill, relax, you know, maybe have a few peeps over, just kick back. We're going to, you know, pop bottles, do what it do. Yeah, I can't be playing any young teeny bopping movie music, I should say. That's a no-go too. That's definitely a no-go. That's not happening on any circumstances, any turn. Come on. Really? Too grown for that. Mm-mm. That's not happening one bit. Gotta have the music to reflect what I'm feeling at the time. And music is personal. Different songs, different styles, different genres. See, said genres right this time, unlike last time when I was, well, you just have to go back and review. I wasn't saying genres, I was saying genes. And that's on an extra from the first season. Go look it up. I'm not convinced that Penn State University. I really can't believe that you are doing what you're doing. Hopefully it doesn't take place and hopefully it doesn't happen. But if it does, that's no good for anyone but the people that stay in that small cocoon, or people that stay in that small Happy Valley. Yeah, I'm taking a shot. Happy Valley. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. You know what to do. Find music that fits your mood right now. Put it on next, and I'll let you get to it right now.